We are doing Drashot Ran, and the Ran has been discussing Jewish metaphysics, and in our last class we spent a lot of time explaining the concepts the Ran was talking about, and I hope we understand it to some extent. The Ran had said that there's the understanding of nature, and that is an understanding that is derivative. You see nature, and then you understand, okay, if I light a tree burns, I understand that aspect of the nature of a tree. And then there's the understanding of the essence of the item that was created, so to speak, the godly understanding of an object. And when you understand the essence of the object, of why God created this object, then automatically you'll know all of its characteristics, because the characteristics are really derivatives of the essence of what the object is. If I know that a human being was created to perform tariag mitzvah, 613 mitzvot, so by default, I'll also know that a human being has to have an arm to put on tefillin. He has to have a head to put tefillin on his head. He has to have feet to go to shul to perform mitzvot. He has to have a mouth in order to say Torah, in order to eat matzah. I can derive. He has to have eyes, because the Torah says, don't go after your eyes. Don't go after what your eyes want to go after. Yeah. So all these things I derive from the essence of what is man. But the essence of what is man is not, oh, man is a being that sees. That's derivative. You're right. I see that man sees. That is an offshoot. Because man was created to perform 613 mitzvot, and part of the mitzvot involves seeing, okay, so man sees. But if I understood the essence of man, why God created man, then I could also automatically understand, I will know. Right away, I will know all the things that science discovered about man. The deeper my understanding, the more accurate my understanding of why God created man, the more accurate my understanding of all the offshoots of all the aspects of the nature of man. I when I understand that man has to perform 613 mitzvot, do not understand the neurons that go in a person's brain, and the messengers that the brain sends out, and the neurotransmitters. I don't understand all of that. I don't know all of that because I don't understand the essence of man well enough. If I understood the essence of man well enough, then I would even know that. So that was the Ran's point. So now, the Ran, we'll quickly run through what the Ran is telling us. He's saying that the concept of Maase Bereishis, when we say that Maase Bereishis is understanding the laws of nature, understanding the wisdom of nature, we don't mean the wisdom of nature the way science derives the wisdom of nature. We mean the laws of nature, what's behind the nature. When we understand the source, the wisdom of why God created things in nature, then we will automatically also understand what science has derived about nature. Yes, sir?
Did Avram do this? Did Avram, like, see the world and basically see that there was something behind that, and this innate ability to see through the nature, that has to be something behind nature which is elevated?
Okay, that's the concept of God. Here we're talking about God's master plan.
Right.
When I understand the master plan, so then I could understand all the other things. But by sitting and analyzing all the other things for 50 years, I could analyze one plan. I still won't know what God was thinking when He created the plan. But if I know what God was thinking when He created the plan, then I will automatically know everything that science derived about the plan, right? So that's that understanding of what was God thinking when He created the world. That's Maase Bereishis. That's the concept of understanding, so to speak, God's thought in creation. And that is why we say on the one hand, Maase Bereishit is nature, but on the other hand, it's not nature the way science knows nature. So we're holding that Tshuva Bazeh. We'll start again from the beginning of the paragraph. Undoubtedly, Maase Bereishis is understanding nature. But not the understanding that people attain through research. But rather, the understanding of nature which is elusive to research. Research cannot attain that understanding. And that understanding can only be attained when God gives that understanding. The who, and that understanding is sheyesh lechol haninzim shnei poalim. All things in the world have two functions. Poal nimshach achar chomram, the functions that stem from their physical aspects, their physical attributes. Ufoal nimshach mitzad tzurotam, and functions that stem from their shape, so to speak, asher hi atzmutam, that is their essence. V'apoalim hanimshachim mitzad chomram, and the functions that stem from their physical attributes, yivadu mitzad hachakirah mitzad hasagat mikrehim, that you could derive by doing research. You sit with a microscope, you experiment, you could derive what are the physical attributes of an item. But if you want to know the attributes that stem from the essence of the object, the godliness, the spirituality of why this object was created so, that cannot be derived under any circumstances just through research. Even if you attain certain things through experimentation, what? Nisayon is experimentation. He says, experience can teach you. Experience can teach you that you put rosemary in your house, the good smell will make you feel good. Very nice. That I could understand. But the experience, experimentation, can only get you that thus far. That still doesn't give you the understanding of why God gave them these functions. For example, we'll know that hot pepper makes you hot. And we'll know that why is it that hot pepper makes one hot? Because it has what in their generation they called the element of fire that's strong within it. And that goes after its material attributes, its physical attributes. Aval, but even though we know that a person laughs, and we know that a magnet draws metal, that you know by experimentation, that you do not know the reason behind it, you don't know why God made it that way, these things stem from what he calls the shape of the object. For this gate is closed to people who are seeking wisdom, scientists, and with human research they cannot be attained. And undoubtedly the functions of an object, when these functions are derivatives of its physical attributes, those functions are like a drop in a bucket compared to the functions of an object that are derivatives of its essence, of why God created it so. Because the functions that stem from why God created it so, they stem from the essence and the truth of the thing. And these are derivatives of derivatives. They stem from, so to speak, the he calls it the coincidences, but he doesn't really mean coincidences. He means that it's almost coincidental that they have these attributes which we encounter every day. But they're like the last step. It's like talking about a human being who has eyelashes. Very good, he has eyelashes. Why does he have eyelashes? So if I know the essence of why God created a human being, so I could understand why part of being a human being is that he has eyelashes. But if all I know is science, so yes, science tells you the eyelashes have this function and that function, they're controlled by this part of the brain, but that's like the last step. It's almost coincidental. Ve'ilu ha'poalim ha'yitzim mitzad ha'tzura, him nitlim mitzad teva notne ha'tzura, o noten eze she'yye. And the functions that stem from the shape, they really stem from the nature of what gives it that shape, or whatever causes it to be so. And this is something which really science, our minds cannot attain it. What we could know is that to attain this from our own experimentation or our own thoughts is really an impossibility. Meaning you might stumble upon it, you might get it right, and you might be wrong. And that's what King Solomon said. Shlomo said, I tried experimenting, I tried to attain the wisdom, understanding the essence of things, but really it is beyond me, it is deep beyond deep. רצה בזה, what he meant to say in this is, כי מה שהוא אומר שהחוכמה רחוקה ממנו, ואמר אחר כך, רחוק מה שיהיה, initially he said, the wisdom is distant from me, and then he says, what's distant is what will be. כלומר, לא תחשוב שאומרו שהוא רחוק, meaning, don't think that that which שלמה אומר said, that wisdom is distant from him, לא יהיה זה כי אם בהשגת הדברים העתידים. Don't think he only meant about the future. I want to know what's in the future, that I can't figure out. אבל שאוכל לומד על אמיתת מה שכבר היה, but if I want to figure out the past, that I could do. כי גם מה שהיה ונשתם, for even the past, things that have occurred, מצאתי אותו עמוק ממני ולא ידע לו סיבה. I found it to be deeper than my understanding. I cannot derive the real reasons. ושהוא היה יודע מיודע חוכמה שהוא כן. And he really knew the wisdom, and he knew, as wise as he was, that this is the way the world works. ולכן אמר, and that's why he said, כל זה ניסיתי בחוכמה. All of this I've tried with wisdom, כי כבר הודו כל המתחכמים. For all the wise men have already admitted שזהו רוצה לומר ידיעת עצמי הדברים והפעולות הנמשכות מהם דבר לא תספיק בו החקירה. Everyone agrees that just doing research will not reveal the metaphysics or the godly reason for creating a thing one way. You can experiment, you can see the external functions of an object, you can see the characteristics, the scientific attributes of an object or anything in this planet. But to understand why God created this so, that's something that science can never attain. That's something that only tradition, if God reveals to us, this is why I created it, so we can attain it. But on our own, it is beyond us, and that's what Shlomo Amar says. I've tried to attain wisdom, and it is beyond me. And even what's deep is deeper than deep. It means to say, don't think only the future is beyond me. Even the present and the past, if I try to analyze and figure out, well, what did God really mean in all this, that is way, way, way beyond me, Shlomo Amar says.